Yeah, you know, I was more happy with when I was getting in trouble, I was able to, you know, keep my composure and keep my mechanics in check.
Did you sense an increased opportunity for you now that the uncertainty with McGowan and what's going on with that?
You know, I hope he comes back as soon as possible. You know, I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, make all the starts I have left and, you know, just compete still.
Kyle, it seemed that you're really pounding the hard stuff. Is that because the curve wasn't what you wanted today, or?
Actually, the curve was one of my better pitches today. You know, JP called a great game, and, you know, I was able to, you know, go with what he called, and, you know, fastball at times was, you know, the better pitch, and I thought I was commanding it pretty well, so it felt comfortable throwing it in any situation. And, you know, the other pitches were both there.
That's just part of a game thing, but do you allow yourself a little bit of a smile when you see someone ducking out of the way of a curveball that winds up being a called strike?
I wanted to smile a little bit, but, you know, it was – I pretty much didn't even see where it hit the glove. You know, I saw him duck, and then, you know, the ump called a strike, so I was going to take it.
What about pitching out of trouble? Because you only had one, two, three inning, and you had first and second, nobody out, and a couple of situations where you really had to find your way around to get out of the inning.
Yeah, you know, some of it, you know, going 2-0 in the count was I was rushing a little bit. But like I was saying, I was happy that, you know, I was able to keep my mechanics the way I wanted them after that, to, you know, get it back to like an even count, or, you know, have them swing and hit a ground ball.
How big a pitch is it when you climb the ladder with your fastball and you got some guys chasing out of the zone on that?
You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, today was one of those days that it did. I can't remember if it was the Astros or the Pirates or one of them, but tried to do it, but threw it right down the middle. And, you know, it's just a, you know, to me, it's a pitch I got to be careful with.
There's been so much talk over the last year about you maintaining your composure. And then in that period, what have you learned to do? Is there something you do consciously, or is it simply a matter of experience?
You know, I think it was getting the experience and, you know, learning from it. Just, you know, stepping back, breathing a little bit, you know, trying to slow your heart rate down. You know, it tends to help for me.
What about physically? How do you feel? I mean, five innings, and I'm not sure how many pitches, but
81
pitches. Do you feel like you could have gone out for another couple? You feel like you're where you should be?
Yeah, I mean, I felt great. I didn't even know if I was coming out or not. I knew I had five innings, but my arm felt great. It didn't feel like 81 pitches. So, you know, with that, you know, I'm happy with where my arm's at.
I noticed when you came out, John talked to you for, it seemed like a fairly lengthy conversation. Can you tell us a little bit about what he said to you after those five innings?
You know, it was just really great job, way to pitch out of the trouble, you know, way to keep your mechanics in check, and, you know, pretty much all the stuff I've been working on, you know, we both thought it went good.
How much of an effort is it to keep your mechanics in check that, yeah, last year you would come and go and really work on that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I get out of it, but that's when, you know, you got to step off and, you know, remind yourself to stay back and, you know, all that good stuff. And, you know, last year I ended up changing it up a few times, which definitely couldn't have helped. And, you know, this year, you know, working on it every day, playing long toss and working at it in the pen seems to help out pretty good.
Do you get a whack if you try to overthrow? Is that when it?
Yeah, you know, sometimes heart rate gets up and, you know, I kind of want to rush it and I'll start leaning forward. And that's when my arm has to catch up with my body. And that's what we're trying to keep me back, you know, so everything's, you know, in line.
You've talked a couple of times about your heart rate. Is that literal? I mean, you literally feel different physically?
Well, you know, you it's more excitement.
Yeah.
You know, it's you just get excited, and for me, that's why I got to step off and breathe a little bit, and that helps me to, you know, slow my body down to where I can be where I need to be.
Last year, the Blue Jays took away your cutter for a while. What was it like going without that pitch, and how much are you using it now?
You know, barely using it this year. Last year, I think I might have used it a little too much, and I think that's trying to make it move too much too, which created me to fall off to first base. And, you know, sometimes doing that and then trying to throw a four-seam, I feel like I would do the exact same thing, and that's why – you know, I think I tended to be wild more with my fastball.
Do you feel any added pressure this close to the end of camp with the starting rotation still in question?
No. I mean, you know, when you get out on the mound, it's still baseball. You know, you just got to make sure you can go out there and, you know, pitch your game.
With the cutter, is it something that you think you'll start throwing more as the season goes on, or are you happy with kind of keeping it kind of infrequent?
You know, might throw it, might not.